wonderful to see the ways that computers don't work the way we want, and we get to notice what we add on to adjusting it, to doing something about it, to wanting it to be. In a sense, that's always what our practice is. The whole session is simply being upright, sitting, and discovering how and where we, so to speak, veer off. Don't want to be where we are. Don't allow this arising, passing moment as is. And now that we're at the end of session, what's most important is to see how, where, when can I, must I continue this practice in the midst of the circumstances of life where neither I nor all of them, or most of them, remember much of the time that life is a session. Life is this unified heart-mind practice that we are, this universe that is our life. And instead, we want to believe, or don't want to believe, but hook on to beliefs that arise about how it should or shouldn't be. Hook on to reactions about it. In the Gatha, we say time passes swiftly. In a way, this is something the Buddha emphasized often. He said that we never know when we will no longer have opportunity of practice. So therefore, in a sense, we have the session, and the session is a reminder and a support to use all the after session time to maintain and continue the practice. The practice of being present, the practice of noticing where greed, anger, confusion arise. And of course, those are just three broad categories where seeing where I am caught up in fear, I am holding to upset, I am reacting, and I emphasize I, because that's where we have the practice opportunity. Not where others should do things differently or be other than. In a sense, that's what the verse that I mentioned that Joko brought up. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. That's what that verse, that practice, reminds us, especially of the complaints that come up seemingly naturally. Thoughts, entangling thoughts, self-centeredness, because complaints are only self-centeredness. Doesn't matter if it's a complaint about someone we live with, someone who's a relative, someone who lives at a distance, someone on the television, someone that we read about in the newspaper, someone or some manys, or no persons, but the storm, the fire, the complaints arise, and complaints are all an opportunity for us to notice, if I use the word, the requirements we have of self and others about the way the world should be, which is all a form of self-centeredness, all a form of us wanting to impose on the moment what we've thought about. We often aren't aware of this consciously. It's often not even in our mind, except when it arises in the circumstance of the moment. Sometimes we use the word requirement. We have requirements of all sorts of beings, whether it's our own conditions, bodily conditions, mental conditions, how it is when I wake up in the morning, when I wake up, how it is that my housemates should be, how it is that, and you fill it in. All of those are opportunities to notice and practice with the arising of greed, anger, confusions, delusions, to notice the fears that come up. Because practice, when we're sitting in the Zendo, when we're sitting at home, reveals to us how this arising in the midst of sitting this in this quietness, the arising passing of this, and our believing it for what it is, instead of seeing it as thoughts arising, passing. Voices heard, sounds, and so forth, arising, passing. So now that we've had the opportunities of Sesshin, where we get to notice, and if I use the word practice with this, work with this, notice it, we're going to continue doing this in all sorts of other circumstances. Doesn't matter if the circumstance is in our home or when we show up at the grocery store or at a workplace or at the gas pump or, and you can add in the ors, where you show up. When this occurs for us in this body-mind universe moment is when and how we have our opportunity to continue sesshin, to continue sitting, continue ongoing practice in the midst of activities, in the midst of sitting, in the midst of and all the other life circumstances, because that's where the aliveness that we are, the aliveness of the Buddha that we are, manifests. That's where compassion becomes the truth of who and what we are, who and what we are doing. Or that's where, no thanks, no thanks. I have lots of complaints. I hate this. If that's what's there, thanks for everything. I have no complaints. Right there is the practice with that. The universe is going to support us, guaranteed. It will offer us many opportunities. It's up to us to support the universe by making good use of those opportunities. So, the universe is your sesshin now. The universe is the pearl beyond measure, beyond worth, that you now have in your life, in your palm, and you get to polish the pearl. It's lustrous even as it is, and yet your opportunity, our opportunity, each of us, is to polish it. I appreciate that you all, those who are here and those who aren't here, have participated in the session, and let us continue practicing in formal sitting, in other circumstances. As you know, we're planning on a session which begins, I think, August 31st and ends the Sunday before Labor Day. I don't know what it is, September something. And it'll run similar to this one. The difference it'll be that I expect to be in Champaign for that. I, as I've said to some of you, I already have plane tickets, but it's up to the rest of the universe to cooperate with my plans. I hope they do, and they may or may not. Thank you.